Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, welcome back to the program, one and all. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here from Lucia Capital Group. If you happened to tune in last hour, heard John Ellis talking about Berkshire Hathaway. Thanks again to John, by the way, because, you know, he always gets calls from folks and saying, when are you going to be back on the show? And so John is here every so often talking about some of these companies. And I should have said, we're not up here promoting that anybody should buy Berkshire Hathaway stock. That wasn't the point.
Well, just trying to glean some information from what many people consider to be one of the smartest investors there is.
Exactly, which was Warren Buffett. So, but anyway, my thanks to John. And whether or not, you know, Warren's predictions on the economy are, you know, come true, I really don't know. He talked about what's going to go on in the next 10 years. It's highly unlikely that both of them will be around 10 years from now. But, hey, you never know. We'll see. So, coming up this hour, we've got kind of a plethora of things to get to. Mostly, though, it's going to circle around your emails, because we did a bunch of emails on Friday, had a lot of fun, and I think we'd like to do that again today, this hour, at least for a good portion of it, along with your phone calls. So we will get to your emails. If you want to email us, you can go to our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page, or just give us a call. Lines open for you right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637, and plenty of room right now here at the top of the hour. You can also reach Professor Plum and John Ellis. I gave this number last hour. I'll do it again. If you want to talk off the air and get your retirement plan set, your bucket strategy set, you got questions, you want to know if what you have is right, can you retire, when you want to retire, oh, and by the way, is your money going to last you through the rest of your retirement? That's the real question there. You can talk to Professor Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, off the air, nationwide, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. They'll talk to you about your retirement plan, as I said, and they'll run some numbers for you. Here's what you have. Here's where you should be. You know, does it need some tweaking? Does it not? Maybe it doesn't. Anyway, find out. 800-644-1150. Our number on the air, 877-PLANNER. I had this email from Fred in Henderson, Nevada, who was just this is nothing you even need to take notes on. I attended the great seminar a couple of months ago here in Las Vegas. Rick was demonstrating various retirement programs and was using a financial calculator. What is the name and model of this calculator? Can I purchase one through Rick or somewhere else? Thank you.
I am not a distributor. When we do have questions, and we use a financial calculator. We get this question a little bit every couple of years. Somebody will come and say, you know, you're working the numbers pretty quick, and you seem to be able to do it with that calculator. It's a financial calculator. It's designed to do financial calculations, time, value of money. And it's easy. It's one of the easiest ones I've found. Once you get used to it, now it does take a little bit getting used to. And it's been around since the 80s. They haven't really changed it much. You can get it on your phone, you can get it on your iPad, you can get it in a digital method, and it's cheaper that way, too. It's the Hewlett-Packard HP12C is the one I use. It's very common, popular with mortgage brokers, financial advisors. It's just easy. It's a little square thing. You just carry it around. It's lightweight. Or, like I said, you can put it on your phone. Just download the app.
Yeah, very little. As you said, very little has changed with this calculator. You guys have been using this since I've been hanging around.
Now, it is a backwards calculator, too, so you got to understand how to use it.
The original calculators were all that way, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, you don't use 1 plus 1 equals. One of the first things you'll notice if you're looking at the calculator is there's no equals sign on the calculator. Everything goes in a little bit of reverse order. And if you're used to doing, you know, like 10-key accounting and other things, it comes in. It works really well. But you have to do like 1 enter, 1 plus. It's just, you get used to it. It works really well. And it's just a calculator.
Yeah,
it's just a tool. Just like everything else we deal with, just a tool.
I remember getting those. We had, it was a TI-30, Texas Instruments 30, back in 1978. And it took forever to do these sine
scientific,
and
though.
Cosine calculations. But you had to, yeah, but it was still backwards. It was an engineer's calculator. So you had to put the plus or the minus or the times or whatever afterwards, and there was no equals. It's just, you know, you one enter, one times, or whatever.
But it is a tool, and it is just like any other tool. Garbage in, garbage out. It can give you the wrong information at times. I had a little spell of that last week on the air where I was not putting in the right information, and I was getting the wrong information.
Well, and you knew it was the wrong information.
I knew it. It was like, so you have to... You know, you still have to know math a little bit. Calculators just help. They don't solve all the problems.
It's a skill. So anyway, Fred, I hope that helps you out. HP 12C, for those of you that want to know. Okay.
And they're cheaper to download on your phone than to buy an actual physical one.
Well, they are, because now you've got it.
But it still costs.
Of course it does, but it's way cheaper. Okay, let's see, 877-PLANNER. Let's get back to the calls. We had a couple folks drop off, so we'll put Wayne next in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I had just a couple of quick questions. You know, I know that when you take Social Security at 62, that there's an income limit of $16,000, where afterwards you're taxed on the income that you receive.
No, it's not the right thing. There's a 16. It's actually just shy of $17,000, and it's not a matter of tax. It's a matter of they just take it away.
Oh.
It's an earnings limitation. If you're under full retirement age, and you have current earnings, wages, salary, self-employed income, those will affect your ability to receive or keep the Social Security benefit that you may be receiving. It has nothing to do with taxability, other than you consider it's 100% taxes. They take it all back. But it's only dealing with earned income.
Well, you had a question on this. Let's see what your question is relating to here, Wayne.
Well, what I wanted to find out is that combined income from you and your spouse, or just the person taking the Social Security?
The earned income limit is specific to the individual. So if I am receiving a Social Security benefit and I have earned income and I am not full retirement age, I may have to give some of it back because I'm making too much money. Now, there's the other side of it, which is the taxability. If I do receive a benefit, it may or may not be taxable, but when it's the earned income, it is specific to the individual. So the fact that I may retire at 66, 67, and start receiving my Social Security, and if my spouse is still working, that income that my spouse is earning will have no impact on my earnings limitation, because it's my earnings limitation, not hers. So there's the earnings limitation. Now, the total household income, including tax-free income from municipal bonds, is calculated in determining whether or not the benefit I receive is taxable or not. So there's two different things going on here. One is an eligibility based on my earned income and also my age. Under full retirement age, I have this earned income limit. Full retirement age or older, I no longer have an earned income limit. Taxability is based on the household income. I'm filing a joint return. And so that has to do with any kind of income, and as I mentioned, including tax-free municipal bond interest. And that has a different set of thresholds, and it has no age issue. Any age. I could be 100 years old and have X amount of income and still have to deal with taxability of my Social Security benefit. So there's two different things going on. One incorporates all income. That's used to determine whether or not the Social Security benefit that I actually received is going to be taxable. The other is only earned income, and it basically determines whether I'm allowed to even receive a benefit.
Okay. I understand. And one other quick question. I'm going to start managing a trust, a family trust, and I thought about taking a fee, a management fee. And do is that considered earned income when I take that fee?
I'm trying to, for which purpose are we talking about?
Well, now this one is, I guess for both, for the Social Security.
For the earnings limitation?
Yeah, and then just on general taxes.
It would be definitely, I mean, income that you receive, regardless of where it's coming from, would affect the taxability of your Social Security benefit. And I can't remember whether or not trust custodial fees, I can look that one up during the break, but I can't remember if it is or is not considered compensation for this purpose. I'll have to look that one up. Now, how much income are you going to be pulling as a trustee?
Well, that was my other question. There's about $1.2 million in there. And what is a reasonable compensation for doing something like that?
It's usually, I mean, I don't know. You might want to check, you know, with professional trustees in your area, but it's usually like a percent or so.
I wouldn't take that much. Yeah, I would just think of taking, you know, $2,500 or something like that, just to.
Well, even if you're taking, you're not talking about taking $2,500 a month. You're talking about $2,500 for the year.
For the year, yeah.
Well, that won't affect your earned income issue anyway, because the earned income limitations, the trigger is basically almost $17,000 in a year. So unless you exceed $16,920 in 2017, you're not going to affect your ability to receive a Social Security benefit. $2,500 is not going to cut it. You're not going to hurt it.
Yeah,
it will show up as income for the taxability, though.
Yes, you can make up to $16,920 and keep all of your benefit. It's just after that you have to start giving it back. Wayne, I've got to take a break. If you have any other questions, please feel free to hold on, or if you need some clarification, we'll be happy to talk to you more. Just a couple minutes here on the other side of the break. Just got to take a quick break and come back with more. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Market Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Get some more of your emails coming up here in just a bit. Have phone calls come first, though, of course. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group, standing by ready to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. Let's go next then to Larry in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Larry.
Fellas, happy Monday. Love your show.
Thank you.
Calling back. I called a few weeks ago. Listen, I want to amplify all the great, great stuff you said about rental property. I've been fussing around with this stuff for about 20, 30 years with four different ones. And I took out all the stuff that you were talking about, all the benefits on the taxes. And it really, really does help. So I had another W-2 job that was always below six figures, so I didn't have to worry about those upper thresholds.
Right.
What I'm also doing is reinvesting the discounts I get from several things. First, I have RMD now because I'm over 70 and a half, and it's been running between 13 and 15K. I put that right back into the property in a couple things, new appliances or upgrading the properties, like central air, humidifiers.
So you're adding value, and you're using the IRA and basically
right.
Sheltering the distribution from the IRA to do the increase in value on the property.
Exactly, and then I don't have... And when I put that $15K back into the property, I don't pay taxes on the income I got from the rentals.
Right, you're offsetting it.
I'm offsetting all that income. So that's been a great thing. But just in general, if you keep improving the property, I'm even going to do hardwood floors on one here next year, just from the money I'm getting back out of this RMD stuff.
Right, as long as you can use that money that's coming out to increase the rents, increase the cash flow, increase your values, depending on what your major goal is it the income that I need right now, or is it the growth, appreciation, and net worth so I can leave for my heirs? That, you're looking at different things there.
Yeah, I don't need the money. So it's growth and appreciation. And I've asked several real estate people around town, what can you do to improve property? And they said, it's very dry here in Colorado. And they said, well, humidifiers really ups your sale value. And central air and things like that, or hardwood floors. So I've got, and do a real nice back, quiet, private backyard with a cedar fence.
Now, the other side of this, though, is it sounds like you're pretty busy and you're still kind of working at, you're doing a lot of work to do this.
Oh, but I love it.
Oh, no. And see, that's what I was bringing up, though. A lot of people love it. It keeps them busy. It keeps them going. It keeps them involved. Some other people, maybe like myself, I don't want to be that busy. I don't want to buy a job.
Or some of us aren't that competent, Professor Plum.
No, I'm not. Look, you got to know your limits. I'm not an electrician. I don't do drywall. I don't do plumbing. I've got contract people. I found a lot of retired guys around.
Yeah, you got to get a network.
Big box store. Yeah, get a network and have them do some heavy lifting stuff. But painting and yard work, and stuff like that, hey, just go for it. Just take the time out and keep it busy. The only thing he doesn't want from the house anyway, so that's great.
Well, I don't know how you guys do that. I have not yet mastered the, what's it called, hammer? Is that the technical name
that,
for it?
That newfangled tool.
Right, the inclined plane, know nothing about that. I've injured myself just, you know, setting a level, so it's just not me. But, yeah, hey, look, you know, Larry, if you, I know guys like you that just love to do it, and it does keep you busy. Now, you're still doing your W-2 or you're not?
No, I'm not. I'm retired.
Okay.
Now he's using
around this stuff.
Oh, yeah, you got some other properties, too. I think I remember you talking about this. Yeah.
He's doing fine.
It's been a real godsend, especially for saving taxes and increasing the value of the property overall. And fortunately, in Denver, we're in a very, very hot market, and things move quickly. So I've had the best of all worlds. So I'm really blessed.
Now, remember, the ability to reduce your income taxes with this rental property through depreciation, specifically.
Oh my, yes.
That is a wonderful thing right up until you want to sell the property.
And then you recap.
And what the IRS, I should say, what Congress giveth, they can taketh away really quickly.
Yeah.
That recapture, you know, a lot of people, especially when they get up into their 80s and 90s, say, well, I'm not selling because I don't want to pay the tax, and I'll die and have them reset the basis and let my kids have the benefit of it all the way through there, but I don't want. But you, at some point, I've run into this a lot too. People run into the idea that as they get older, they no longer want to do the work you're doing,
and you're right.
And they want to sell the property because it's just too much work, but they're going to get bit hard on that recapture.
Yeah, no, I understand. And after 10 years, I may just say, hey, that's enough.
Yeah,
but for the time being, it's covered all our kids through school. Just finished the third one out of college, although she's doing grad school now. She wants to be a CPA. I says, Natalie, you're on your own that one.
Yeah. That sounds familiar.
There you go.
I covered the first degree. If they want another one, and a couple of my
it's all on
kids
them.
And,
exactly.
My
that's,
kids' spouses that, have yeah, decided exactly. on that.
But all right.
The suggestions were wonderful. I hope people follow you. But thanks a lot for all your help.
Larry, thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, guys like that, I just, you know, I've seen people do that. I've tried it. I've failed. People have come from miles around to laugh at my projects, point, and do all that stuff. There are so many people that are able to, you know, just put something together, fix a car or build something. Put an addition on, add flooring, put wallpaper. When did they teach this? Was I absent that day in school? What happened?
I don't have that creative side of it. I mean, I can fix a car. I can bolt things together, pull things away. I can
use
tools.
But where did I
miss
this?
I'm not artistic or creative. You know, but I want to get back to the real estate. And one of the problems of real estate isn't the ownership period of time. It's when you're tired of it. It's when you want to get rid of it. It's when you want to, you know, stop being the manager. Stop, you know, being the, you know, the fixer-upper and everything, and you want to sell the property. If you've had it for a long time and you've taken a lot of depreciation and you're allowed to take the depreciation, you're looking at, okay, well, I can sell it, but I'm going to have to pay all that money that I was able to shelter through the years that I owned it, that depreciation that sheltered it, I get to pay tax on it now when I sell it. And so it puts some seniors, especially older seniors, between a rock and a hard place where they no longer want to deal with it, but they look at it like they can't afford to sell it because the taxes are going to be fairly onerous.
Well, and what I don't know if it's some kind of magi, but does this affect their Social Security potentially?
Oh, sure.
Taxation? I mean,
it's an income.
So it's just an added ordinary income. And the whole idea is that, you know, maybe you'll be in a lower income tax bracket, so you're recapturing it maybe at a 15% rate.
But there's only so much room in the 15% bracket.
Well,
depending upon
problem.
How much accumulated depreciation I have, I could have more accumulated depreciation than what the 15% allows. Now, it may be that I'm in a higher bracket and accumulated depreciation that's recaptured has a maximum tax rate of 25%. So it still may be in my benefits, but you know, people that are in the 30-35% bracket when they're renting it, they're not getting the benefit of the depreciation anyway. You know,
yeah, what's the point? What's the point of recapturing? I don't understand.
Because they gave you a benefit, they're going to take it back.
Yeah, what? Then it's not a benefit.
What's the point of a required minimum distribution?
There isn't one other than to prevent a buildup of wealth over generations. That I could see.
But the recapture, you know, you can get around it by just holding on to it, doing a 1031 exchange to another property. Hold on to it until you die.
Well, that's just it. But so there is no point. If I hand you a cookie and I demand that cookie back at some point, have I given you a cookie?
Well, no. It depends on whether you want it in the same form or not.
Well, all right. But if I hand you something, anything, have I really given it to you? No, I haven't given it to you. All right. 877-PLANNER. All right, we got some emails to get to. More of your phone calls. Room on the phones for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. Stick around. We're coming back with a whole lot more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retail.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code radio. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Like it's strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Here for you every day, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails, again, at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. I had some trivia here. I'll save this for later, I guess. Interesting stuff on the markets. I'll get to it later. All right. Let's see. Emails. This one from Cynthia in Tempe. Now, I don't know if this was Cynthia's original, or I think she sent a follow-up. But anyway, this is the one I have. Hi, Professor Plum and Johnny Dean. My question is in regard to earned income and the effects of suspending Social Security benefits. My husband is on SSDI but has an annual income of about $1,000 as a result of a life insurance policy his former company pays for. The $1,000 shows up on his Social Security history on the Social Security website, and he does receive a W-2 tax statement annually for the $1,000. Additionally, Social Security and Medicare taxes are being withheld. When my husband reaches his full retirement age, he will suspend his Social Security benefit until he reaches age 70. When he reaches 70, how will the $1,000 per year affect his Social Security benefit? Thanks very much. I love your show. So let's explain what's happening with her husband here. Well, he's not on a lot of income.
He's on disability. So he's receiving a benefit that was based on a certain calculation, based on the number of years that he was working, the number of years that they're going to count based on the number of years, his age when he got disabled. The $1,000 a year, is that a month or a year, as you say?
It said a year.
$1,000 a year when he retires, when he ultimately gets a full retirement age and his benefit switches over to a retirement benefit, probably is going to have no impact. Because what they'll do is they'll look at it and they'll base it on 35 years worth of earnings. They'll base it on the new or the normal retirement. And $1,000 is probably not going to move the needle. $1,000 a year is not going to move the needle. Remember, if he was retired, obviously he was retired earlier than full retirement age, they won't use the full 35-year calculation because, in many cases, people get disabled before they're even able to work 35 years. The retirement benefit is based on 35 years. The disability benefit is based on a certain number of years based on your age. And so the earlier you get disabled, the fewer number of years that you work. So the average, you know, you may have been making $50,000 a year for 5 years, and that created an average of $50,000 a year when you got disabled. And so your benefit is based on that $50,000 a year average going forward, and you'll keep getting that. But then when you hit full retirement age, if they look at $50,000 a year for 5 years and then $1,000 a year for 30 years,
that's going to bring it way down.
That brings your average way down. Now, they're not going to reduce the benefit he's already entitled to, but it's not going to enhance it either. That $1,000 a year is just not going to move the needle. And so he'll just get his benefit that he was receiving enhanced a little bit. It's just like if I were to continue to work. I retire at 66, 67, 68, and I have built up I've been working pretty good or whatever the case, and I've got 35 decent years of earnings in the books. And then I continue working a little bit. I make $1,000 here, make $1,000 there. Each year that I show earnings on my Social Security record, even after I start receiving my Social Security benefit, they're going to evaluate whether or not they can use that year to create a better benefit for me. But if it doesn't give me a better year in my calculation, doesn't do me any good.
Well, it's not, it doesn't become one of the top 35, and it just doesn't. It isn't factored.
Right, and so because he's already on a disability, it's just not going to move the needle.
And it's not, again, not because he I don't know that he has 35.
He wouldn't necessarily need 35.
He wouldn't need it because the way they calculate this disability benefit is they assume, I guess, that you're going to need this till your full retirement.
Well, right. You've got your benefit started. That's it.
Right. They essentially, because if you don't have 35 years, they use a different formula to make it look as if there were 35.
Well, they're just using a different number of years for the calculation, because if you get disabled at 40, well, you don't have an opportunity to get 35 years worth of earnings in the books. And so they'll look at age 40 and I don't know the exact number, but they may use 10 years. Or maybe even 15 for that matter. I don't. But they're going to use a lesser number to do the benefit calculation, and that's just because you can't get 35 that quick.
No, you can't. All right. Thank you for the email, Cynthia. Again, 877 Planner our number. We were talking last hour about rental real estate, and that was we had a couple calls on this. Larry was the one we just talked to a little while ago here at this hour regarding rental real estate and some of the tax advantages of owning.
Yes.
Rental real estate, and some of the things that you can do, Professor Plum, that you brought up.
Anytime you have opportunities to take advantage of certain tax laws, a lot of people take advantage of certain tax laws.
Well, and I wouldn't say all of them, but some people do.
I said a lot, not all.
No, I get it, but certain things like fixing up a rental property. You know, you go, you replace the wood floors or something, or
right.
You go redo, you know, cabinets, or the roof. I don't know. I guess roof, is that considered?
Well, it's an improvement, or it's maintenance, but it's also depreciated. It's not an upfront expense.
Right. Okay. So you do get some tax benefits out of it. We had an email from Vince in Alexandria, who says, "Rick."
Yes, true.
He's addressing you. Rick, let's be honest. The reason many contractors get into commercial real estate so they can write off personal expenses on their real estate or on their businesses. I have a number of relatives who financed additions to their homes or the entire house and attributed the expenses to their rental real estate properties. In other words, what they're doing is pretending it's a rental property that they're fixing up, but it's really their home.
I've got a rental property, and I'm going to redo some landscaping, and I need a bunch of bags of soil or a couple yards of soil to do this, a bunch of plants and this, and somehow those plants, I they're all on my Schedule E as a deduction for my rental property, but many of them may have been planted in my property at home.
Oops, you accidentally planted them in the wrong property?
The paint that I bought to repaint my rental property, that was a nice color for my house too. That range somehow ended up in my house.
So the wood paneling that you meant to put in your rental property all of a sudden somehow wound up in your own house, but you still wrote it off.
I have heard this happening because basically it's very difficult for the IRS to come in and find that.
But
I've heard of it.
Make no mistake, it's against the tax law.
Sure.
I wouldn't know. Because
Mr. Vince is correct, though. Not everybody does it that way. Not everybody. Some people keep it very separate, keep it very straight. But other people, and some people do it without thinking about it. They go in, they buy, new appliances or whatever, and then they find out that they don't fit the right way or something else, and they're like, we'll just put it over here in our own house.
But, of course, at that point, that's perfectly fine, but at that point, you're really
supposed to
not take the deduction. And that's really where the key is, because you can put the stuff anywhere you want.
Right, but where you take the deduction.
Well, it is where you take the deduction, and so there are some people who might play, fast and loose with it. I'm not saying one way or the other. I don't know. I honestly don't even know how. You would think they would have a system of checking on this, because if I wrote off an entire addition to a $30,000, not write it off, but I took a tax deduction for portions of a $30,000 room addition, but
right.
It wasn't on my rental, it was on my own home.
But if you have enough rentals, if you have enough rentals where that is a very small portion of the overall income and expense of operating all your rentals, I mean, if you have one condo in somewhere in the Midwest where the whole thing cost you $100,000, and you show a $100,000 remodel and adding on 2,000 square feet,
yeah,
that may get caught. But if you're running, you know, 3, 4, 5 rentals, or you've got a $1 million commercial,
well,
a couple million
right,
dollar commercial
yeah,
property.
Yeah, but most people don't have that.
Oh, I mean, obviously somebody does. There's a lot of commercial properties out there, and they're not all owned by huge syndicates.
Just, to me, I would just think it would be something that they would catch. That they do lifestyle audits on occasion. You've heard of this?
Yeah, but if everybody's doing it, everybody's got the same lifestyle.
Okay, all right. It was just a question that I raised, and Vince raised it too. Not being personally the type of person who you would ever want fixing anything in your home. I can fix lunch, and that's probably about it. But it wouldn't have occurred to me to do this. But I do know people who are very good that I've hired to do some stuff for me, so that I don't injure myself or turn the get the power
burn
turned
the house
off
down
throughout the neighborhood or perhaps in our zip code. And they do a great job on their own homes. It never occurred to me that they might be writing all that off.
I'm not saying they are.
No, you're not. You're saying many of them are.
I'm saying throughout the entire population of the U.S.
There you go.
Whether the few people that you know, which is a very minor fraction of the contractors out there, do that.
I get it. Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay.
Just wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, wouldn't surprise you at all. And now that you mention it, I don't know, maybe it wouldn't surprise me either. So, all right, all this hard-hitting financial stuff. 877-PLANNER. I should mention our phone number because we got room on the phones, and we don't have a whole lot of time left in the program, or at least not in this hour. So you can call now with any money questions that you have, and we should be able to get you in before the top of the hour. 877-752-6637. We've also got some trivia coming up. If I can get the right piece of trivia here, and we'll tell you what's happening on this program tomorrow. It's all coming up along with some emails and phone calls, etc. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're here from Lucia Capital Group, coming back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIP. PC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Another movie theme.
Yes, good one too.
Had a couple of good movie themes today. Now I guess, so this movie, this of course, Top Gun, this came out 86. Yeah, why do I keep thinking it was 84? It's probably, 86, I think, is what it was. So we got a little ways to go before you hit the 30th anniversary of that. No, it would be...
We're past the 30th.
We're past 30. It'll be, 40 in a few years. Wow.
9 years.
Yeah, anyway. Oh, wow. Okay. So, welcome back to the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number. Coming up on this program tomorrow, you know, we did talk today about some of this rental stuff. Had a lot of good reaction to it. I may want to save some more of this topic on rental real estate depreciation, some of the tax advantages of owning rental real estate, for a program in the not too distant future, because we have a couple emails on this and some phone calls, some really interested folks in this particular topic. So we will do that within the next, I think, week and a half, 2 weeks, something like that. So anyway, just for what that's worth. Coming up on this program tomorrow, have you ever heard of this? In-service withdrawals. In-service withdrawals. Okay, well, we'll explain what they are tomorrow. But it has to do with your work's retirement plan. I'll call it your 401k.
It may have to do with your 401k.
Well, it might. We'll see. But it also has to do with while you're still working. You're really not supposed to necessarily get to that money while you're still working. I mean, that's kind of what the rules are supposed to say. So why are we going to be talking about in-service withdrawals? You mean there might be a way to do this, Professor Plum?
At times, yes. At times.
Okay. I wanted a dramatic tease, like, you know, there's a reason to do this, and we'll tell you why.
Tired of the investments in your 401k? Well, you may have access to that if you want it. You got to live up to certain issues, though.
What do you want? Pretty good there. I like that. That's better. That's good. Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what those are for. In-service withdrawals. We'll talk about those tomorrow, and we'll see. I mean, again, it's we don't have 45 minutes to discuss that kind of a thing, but certain strategies are coming to play here, and we'll do that tomorrow. Oh, also, I was told Gene Pastula is coming on this program tomorrow in the second hour, in this particular hour. Our life insurance dude. We moved him to Tuesdays. So anyway, that'll be tomorrow as well. Okay. Let's see. Today's trivia. Coming to us from CNBC. You've heard of these folks. Savita Subramanian, if I'm saying that name right, head of U.S. equity strategy at Bank of America Merrill Lynch, predicted way back on October 9th, 2016, that the U.S. will, quote, hit a recession sometime in the second half of 2017.
Well, we're not there yet, so...
Well, we haven't seen a recession yet. Let's put it that
way. We haven't seen the second half of 2017 either.
Well, it depends on when you're watching this or listening to it.
Wow, that's true.
So, but yes, back on October 9th. Interesting on October 9th because that was the start in 2007, right? 2007. It was the end of the bull market run in 2007. Was October 9th, 2007. And so he made this on October 9th, 2016. I don't know if somebody was saying that, you know, this is a 9-year anniversary. What do you see going forward? I get tired of these, and I don't like to get these predictions of recessions because recessions are actually planned. They are planned. They are easily controlled, and they're part of an economic cycle. Very easily solved, but, you know, for different reasons, the economy is allowed to go through these. And then we wonder why, and then we come back and we stimulate, and it all gets fixed. So that's why I'm not that big on predicting when recessions will occur, because they are easily controllable and they can happen any time. We haven't had one since 2008. I guess the next one's supposed to be in 2017. I wouldn't count on it. Okay, let's see here. Emails. Ruth in Crowley, Texas. I'm refinancing my home. I have a choice of getting an interest rate of 3.5% and pay PMI, or 4.2% with no PMI. I don't know which way would be the most beneficial. A 30-year loan for $123,000. Any ideas? Well, we don't necessarily have enough information here.
We don't. And the other side of it is, one of the ways to get rid of PMI is to have appreciation or pay it down fairly quickly. So if you thought that you could pay it down to a point where you could get rid of the PMI in the not-too-distant future, then that may be a little bit better. So we have to look at, what is that PMI costing you? What are the ways to get out of it? Is there a prepayment time horizon where you're not allowed to get out of it? And so it's just a matter of what's going on. Now, if the payment is still lower than the payment on the 4.25% or 4.2% loan, it may still make sense, because at some point you may be able to get rid of that PMI. Whereas the other one, the 4.25%, doesn't go away. So it's just a matter of the numbers and also some other assumptions. Yeah, so
yeah, it's
hard to tell.
PMI, for those that most of you know out there, but for those that don't, private mortgage insurance. And what it does is it's some form of insurance that if for some reason you walk away from your loan as the mortgagor, no, mortgagee, you're the mortgagee.
Yeah.
If you walk away from the loan or somehow fail to pay it or whatever, that an insurance company will pay the bank the mortgage for a certain period of time until they can either foreclose on the home or you catch up with it or they sell the home.
Right. When you get PMI, primary mortgage insurance, you're not getting any benefit other than being able to get into the house with less down than you would have otherwise been able to get.
No,
it doesn't
insure
you in any way.
No.
It insures you to the bank, at least to some degree.
Yeah, and I've heard people who thought when they pay private mortgage insurance that it's there for their own protection. You know, that it's somehow the person who's paying the PMI gets the benefit that, oh, you mean if I can't afford my mortgage, an insurance company will pay it for me. Well, that's true, but it's not for
helping you.
It doesn't help you one bit.
The only thing it helps you with is get into the house with less down than you would have otherwise been able to get the house. You wouldn't have been able to get the house without it in many respects.
Boy, it must be. But what an interesting thing, you know, to get somebody to pay somebody else to pay your insurance premiums for a benefit that you are going to receive.
Well, actually, I think that they hope they don't receive it. They won't make you the loan unless somebody insures a portion of it to make sure that you're a good risk.
Of course, the best scenario is naturally, you know, one where the borrower continues to pay on a timely basis until such time as they sell it or the loan is paid off, certainly. And by the time that the private mortgage insurance company is paying the bank, they've already probably lost several months' worth of...
rent or payments, excuse me.
Of payments, yeah. So, no, I mean, nobody wins. But at the same time, it's just an interesting thing to have somebody say, hey, by the way, if you want this, you're going to have to pay some insurance premiums. But it's not just banking. It's done all over the place, too. other industries as well. Oh, we're out of time. Right. If you need the brain trust, you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors about your strategy, about your retirement plan, give them a call at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.